conversations and fun you won't find anywhere else.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis has just given a recovery update on areas hit last week by Hurricane Idalia.
It's going to end up being, a pretty rapid restoration compared to past storms, which is good because that helps with everything when you're trying to clean up debris, when you're trying to get all this other stuff in order.
35,000 customers still reported without power. President Biden and the First Lady spent some of Saturday touring part of the region.
The president's visit comes as we are seeing more images of the devastation in communities along Florida's Big Bend region, where entire structures were wiped off the map. Along Idalia's path, tens of thousands of customers remain without power, and some may be without it for weeks.
Correspondent Christian Benavides, the president says he's not disappointed that DeSantis did not join him. Mr. Biden now back in Delaware for the rest of the holiday weekend. We're watching a New Jersey wildfire set off by the crash of a small plane. Officials in Lacey Township, New Jersey, say it's threatening about 25 structures. The pretty dry U.S. Southwest usually welcomes rain, but not too much all at once, which is just what Las Vegas and parts of the desert have gotten, Weather Service forecaster Chris Outler.
All of this rain just does not absorb in our desert soils and within our urban interface, so a lot of flash flooding has been the end result.
In both Las Vegas and around the famed Burning Man event in the desert, where lots of folks are now stuck. Aerosmith singer Steven Tyler owns a home in Maui. He's urging tourists to return to the island after last month's deadly wildfires that all but wiped out a popular tourist town. There's a congressional delegation looking into just what happened. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
We will investigate to find out why did it happen, what went right, what went wrong, so other communities won't ever have to see this.
On the Sunday news interviews, a holiday weekend showcase for some of the many Republicans trailing Donald Trump in the polls. Vivek Ramaswamy about Trump on ABC's This Week.
The job of a true leader is to reunite this country. I would have handled that situation very differently than Trump did. But I do draw a distinction between bad behavior and illegal behavior.
So if he is elected, Ramaswamy continues to pledge to pardon Donald Trump. Still at large near Philadelphia, an escaped convicted murderer, KYWTV's Marcela Baeto.
Officials are urging neighbors to stay vigilant.
They need to be conscious of things such as someone's been in their shed or they're missing a bike.
The heavily wooded area has made search efforts more difficult, but residents are hoping he's found soon.
I'm confident that they are going to snag him one way or the other.
Financial markets now in holiday mode, but Wall Street did finish off the pre-holiday week slightly higher. The Nasdaq actually down a hair, the Dow up about 116 points. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The governor of Utah wants people to learn how to disagree. Republican Spencer Cox is leading a campaign called Disagree Better. It encourages more positive approaches to politics and social discourse. Here's Alex Gonzalez.
The day after the first Republican presidential debate, Cox took to X and shared a video where he said he has found listening to understand as opposed to listening to debate is a powerful tool.
Healthy disagreement is about staying true to who we are, to the principles that we believe in, but also not attacking the person who disagrees with us.
Cox acknowledges that the United States is deeply divided and a majority of Americans are tired of the division and hyperpartisanship. According to the Pew Research Center, partisanship continues to be the dividing line in the American public's political attitudes, far surpassing other markers such as age, race, and ethnicity. Cox says the nation was created with 50 states, of which he calls laboratories of democracy. He says each state is uniquely positioned to work together and learn from one another. The Disagree Better initiative has a list of recommended strategies and tools for state and local leaders to implement in an effort to ease tensions.
Because what happens is when we're curious, when we're really trying to understand where the other person is coming from, they're much more likely to give us that same opportunity and to listen to us.
Cox says it's an important message with the 2024 presidential presidential primaries in full effect. A recent poll found that more Americans viewed neither President Joe Biden, the likely Democratic nomination, nor former President Donald Trump, the clear frontrunner for the Republican Party, in a favorable light than those who saw either of them favorably. I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Powell.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I'm trying to see Earl, but he looked like a picnic table. What's up, Earl?
Hey, man. Look like a picnic table. You must have had a long weekend, man.
Huh? Look at your shirt. I need a plate.
Oh, man. Hey, you don't know style, man.
Okay, that's hey. that's that old school swag.
Hey, man, that's a bad shirt, man.
Or a good picnic table. Yeah. You just messed up.
All right. Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, man, I just wanted to begin by saying, man, it's tomorrow is Grim Reaper Day, man. For 42 players for the Green Bay Packers, but every team is going to be cutting, you know, 40 players or more. And, man, I just, after watching these preseason games, Gilbert, it really, is it that big a difference between the guys who make it and the guys who don't?
Yes. Yes. And you have to understand something, Earl. From the beginning of training camp until whatever happens, that's in the back of your mind. You see what I'm saying? You can you do not have a relaxing day. Even on the, if they give you a day off or half a day, that's on your mind, man. You know? And for 42 other guys, it's you know, and some of them don't, some of them play so good you don't even know why.
Right. This is what I'm saying. I watch, but you always say, man, when it's for real, it's a lot faster.
Yeah.
But man. I watched these guys, and I told you the first preseason game I saw, Packers had all this great talent, man. They got all these cats with speed, athletic ability. And man,
let me put this in perspective for you, okay? If you got Brett Favre at quarterback, do you know how many great quarterbacks we had to let go? Kurt Warner, Ty Detmer.
Well, come on. When you talk about great quarterbacks, don't include Ty Detmer.
Hey, Dave, yeah, man, come on. he was a starter, wasn't he?
Well, that didn't, yeah, but
if you go back and look at all these quarterbacks, okay, Kurt Warner.
But yeah, but Kurt Warner.
You trying to say he wasn't great?
No, he was. Okay. He was, but don't include Ty Detmer, man. I'm old enough to remember
Mark Brunell. Mark Brunell.
Well, Mark Brunell was a decent quarterback. He wasn't great.
Look here, man. Yeah, stop shooting everybody down, man. I'm trying to make a point. And here you go shooting everybody down.
I gotta shoot cats down that you're considering great. Good.
I'm sorry. Okay. In your class, they're probably both. But in my class, they're pretty good.
Okay.
And all these pretty good guys, Aaron Brooks. You see what I'm saying? All these good guys had to go because Brett Favre was there. They was not going to knock him off his mount. So that's why when the Grim Reaper come knocking on your door, let's put it this way. Also, and I was telling you when we was talking off air, in the locker room, they had an area in the back we called Tent City. You don't want to walk through Tent City, man, because they're going to take your tent down when the Grim Reaper come.
So let the people know what you mean by Tent City, man.
Tent City is like, you know, all the locker. You got to earn to get in the locker room.
Okay? In the real locker room.
In the real locker room. The real locker room where all the G's at, okay?
The OGs.
They had to put an area because there's so many guys.
Right.
Put lockers up, them stationary lockers. You know, because during regular season, that whole area is cleared out. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to walk through that area to go outside, you know?
Right.
So they put up all these make-believe tents or whatever. We call them tents, but they was really lockers. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But, you know, just like in a tent city, you know, if the people come, they're going to knock them tents down and tell you, you got to go. This is not an area for that. You know what I'm saying? So it's an area that says not for long.
You know, man, that's a great analogy, man. You're pretty good at analogies, man.
I'm pretty good. I know I am because I love talking about your shirt.
Hey, let me ask you, man. When the Grim Reaper comes,
mm-hmm.
as is going to happen tomorrow, and all of these guys who've dedicated their lives to getting ready to play pro football, mm-hmm. and they've been the best wherever they went. They're the best college players in their divisions and all of that. And, man, and you start seeing probably in year two as a college player that you got a chance and people talking about you. And then, you know, you're all division, you're all this, you're all that. Mm. You're the best at your position in, you know, probably the college division that you're in. You're the best. And then you get to the pros.
Mm-hmm.
You've been the best, and now you're standing on the sideline. And
Yeah.
And it's like this, Earl.
It's like this, man. Like I always try to tell you, when you get to the pros, you know, you might have got through in college playing against some bums or some drunks off the street.
Come on, man.
Or whatever, man. I mean, some of them are, man. They got lucky and got a scholarship. But when you get to the pros, you playing against everybody's All-American. Now you got to stand up and see what you really made of. And some guys, it's kind of like if we're sitting in our locker, we're going to say, you ever seen that movie Friday? Man, he gonna cry when he gets in the car. He going to cry. You know what? All joking aside, man, grown men are crying as they're walking out.
I'm sure they are.
Because this was something that they fought for so many years.
Right.
And for some reason, either the Green Bay Packers made a mistake, because they do make mistakes. Minnesota made a mistake with me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
When they make mistakes, man, or something, some kind of element happens, and they got to let you go, it's going to hurt. It's going to sting.
Yeah, see, but that's the point that I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about, man, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, it ends so abruptly.
Yeah.
You know, we just had all them cats, man, and all of that camaraderie that they get during mm-hmm. the preseason mm-hmm. and that high that they get from putting on that helmet that you talk about. And then on Tuesday, they got to get a helmet back.
Yeah.
And the time in Lambeau Field ends.
Your helmet, your book, those free drawers and socks they gave you, they going to get all that back.
Come on, man.
So they you can't have nothing. Give it back.
They take it all back.
Mm-hmm. All that you ain't going to try to sneak in your bag.
we're laughing, but it's not funny because
it's got to
be guys again
funny.
Whose dream ends.
You know, it's like this, Earl. If you're good enough, you're going to get a second chance. A lot of guys do not squander that second chance. It's some guys that sitting there, oh, I'm good, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. You know, the new athlete of the day.
Right.
You know, I deserve to be there.
I've been telling you about Emmanuel Wilson, this little running back, number 31, that's been tearing up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw any film.
He gets it, Earl. Because he knows if the Green Bay Packers let me go, I'm going to be a featured back somewhere else. Don't y'all make that mistake and cut me. Because if you do, I'm going to really put it on you.
You know, Gilbert, he is, he's going to wind up on the, what kind of team? Yeah. What's the team on the side?
You talking about a practice squad?
Yeah.
No, he ain't going to. If he get cut by the Green Bay Packers, he will be on somebody's roster.
Also, you're telling me if they put him on the practice squad.
If the Green Bay Packers say, we're going to keep you, but we're going to put you on the practice squad, he gone.
Okay, so right now.
They can't hold him.
In all the things that I saw, and projections of what the 53-man roster is going to be,
mm-hmm.
he ain't there. Because they said they're either going to go with two running backs or three. And what I read about him over the weekend was that they said that they want to put him where he can at least learn to either be on the special teams or learn more about blocking.
Yeah.
See, so they're concerned about him not being able to block.
They better quit messing with that boy and give him a position somewhere.
Well, they not if they're only going with two running backs.
There's somewhere on special teams they can use that boy. He can be a blocker or something, or even a backup punt returner or kicker, the way that boy runs.
Yeah, he runs
hard. Do not let him get away. If you put him on practice squad, he gone. Because he's making too much noise out here right now not to be seen.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, but everything.
That's the key. You got to make a lot of noise, Earl.
They've already got backup receivers, backup defensive backs and safeties, and linebackers. Mm-hmm. Just what you said, that they're putting on the special teams because they want to keep
them. Who makes the most impact, though, Earl, out of all of them? Him. He the impact man.
Yeah, but Gil.
All them other boys are okay, but he's the impact man. Who we talking about? We talking about any other them other clowns? No.
Listen, man, we got to go through a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's Monday. That means Under the Helmets with the Grave Digger, and we are a little bit closer to Let's Get Ready to Rumble. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Doing, I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with a high of 79. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight, lows around 58. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 77, a mix of clouds and sun. Upper 60s Wednesday, mid-70s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Everything around me, cream is the money, dollar bill, y'all.
Come on. Wait, Larry, let it breathe, girl. Let it breathe. Come on. You're rocking the go-to low boost. Only way
I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this. Come on. You know, it started kind of slow, Gilbert. You know, I thought somebody was in pain when it began. But it turned out to be pretty good. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. On the Earl Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And in 2 weeks, it starts for real. Gilbert, I got a quick guest who wants to make an announcement. Our own Don Brown here from WAUK. Don, go ahead.
Thanks, Earl, and good morning, Gilbert. Just a quick message to all you football fans listening that in addition to broadcasting Waukesha South football for the second year in a row, our station here, WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, is proud to be the new radio voice, the radio broadcast for Carroll University football. There's a great story going on there after several losing seasons in the new coach Mike Budiszewski era. They've had back-to-back winning seasons, and in what is arguably the toughest conference in Division III football, Coach Buda and his Pioneers open up Saturday, September 9th, 6 p.m. It's a night game against non-conference local rivals Wisconsin Lutheran, and it's a new tradition known as the Quick Trip Glazer Bowl. And the winning team gets 100 Glazer donuts from Quick Trip, sitting and a really cool trophy. Looks like one of those trophies from The Simpsons, a big glazed donut mounted there in all its glory. So, normally the games are at 1 p.m., but this one, the home opener, is under the lights. So if you can make it, great. If not, you can catch it here on the radio or the Civic Media app or walkradio.com. And it's a really exciting story going on. If you love football, it's worth your while to catch the action.
Don and Gilbert, the thing about football, Gilbert, all those different levels and cats who are out there what's the name of the college?
Carroll
University.
Wisconsin's Pioneer University.
And Gilbert, those cats, to them, it's football, man. Football is football, right?
Sure. I've done
different levels of it. But they get the same energy and excitement on those levels, even the high school cats, about that game, man. That game, man, is just something about it, man. You cats who played it on the highest level, special. But, man, it's special for them cats as well.
First of all, my man sounded like a game show, talk show.
I love it. Thank you, Gilbert.
Hey, he's a Michigan State. He's a Michigan State alum.
We talked a few months ago. I wanted to know why a Detroit guy like yourself didn't become a Spartan, but you gave a great response. You got to play right away for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, see, I knew I liked him. He hung around. But let me tell you this, man. For those kids, man, any kind of exposure is great. Because now... Listen, now they mama, if they can't make the game, she can listen.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? That's the beautiful part about it, man, is that now if somebody's so far away, they can get on the airwaves now and listen to their baby play some football.
Yeah.
So
thanks.
That's awesome what y'all are doing. So keep up the good work, brother.
Yeah, there's a long Carroll has its roots in college football. They're one of the oldest teams, and the first forward pass was thrown at a Carroll University game. It was by its opponent, Washington University, but it was here in Waukesha, Carroll.
I bet you Earl was in the stands, too.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but...
Come on, man. Come on.
With that pink shirt on.
Hey, so listen, Gilbert. So for people who didn't know, who didn't see it, there's a guy who is wearing the Gilbert Brown jersey, and I asked you about him 2 weeks ago.
I said, hey man,
who is that cat? I thought they had retired your jersey.
Man, I wish.
But
if they retired my jersey, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you, Earl.
Leroy Butler is a Hall of Famer, and I saw somebody wearing his jersey.
Yeah, that's something that's very prestigious to them. They do not just retire anybody's jersey. But as you see, ain't nobody walking around wearing number 4. Wearing number 92.
Yeah, number 15.
Bart, you got to be a notorious bad man for them to just take your jersey.
Paul Horney.
And eventually... I think they're going to do Leroy like that because Leroy deserved it.
Yeah. Anyway, man, T.J. Slayton is a guy who they're going to be talking about. They're already talking about him.
Grave Digger 2.0, baby.
Wait a minute, man. You don't
want to. He brought out the shovel.
You don't want to go too far with that, do you?
It's been a lot of guys. It was a guy before him, maybe a couple years back. His last name was Gilbert, and he wore 93.
You projecting this cat to be Gilbert Brown Jr.? Because he did the Gravedigger move. Is that what it is?
Not yet, but he a bad man, though.
Yeah, because he did the Gravedigger
move. Ain't nobody better than Kenny Clark, though.
Yeah, but
I'm going to put it out there.
But...
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News brief. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis reports good progress in getting power restored some 4 days after Hurricane Idalia hit the so-called Big Bend region and other northern points.
We had over 400,000 restored less than 48 hours after the storm, and now they've continued to do more. It's just having a lot of manpower and working to really be able to get the job done. So I think you're going to see more progress throughout today.
With 35,000 customers reported without power at last check. An update now on the health of the Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. After he appeared to freeze this week at a press event in Kentucky, he has reassured colleagues, says South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds on CNN.
He said, I had that concussion, and he said they warned me that I would be lightheaded in the future and that I've got to be aware of it. He said, it happened twice. He said, it just so happens I'm doing it in front of reporters.
In Mongolia, of all places, Pope Francis conducting mass for a tiny Catholic community. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
Well, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Remember this song, girl. You remember this? Come on. Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop.
I'm trying to remember his name.
DMX. Who you talking about?
DMX. Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna remember it probably. By Friday, I would have remembered it, but thanks for bringing it to my attention. Welcome back. Time to help me with the grave digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, Gilbert, we talk a lot about football, and that's really, you know, the meat and potatoes of our conversation, but there's a reason that we call it Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, because we can talk about many other issues and many other things, and we both agree that we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the horrible incident that occurred in Leroy Butler's hometown, Jacksonville, Florida, over the weekend, where a wayward young man walked into a Dollar Tree store in with an AR-15 and intentionally killed three black patrons. Your thoughts, man?
Yeah, I was looking at it, man, and they said that he was really targeting HBCU college,
right,
but couldn't get in.
Right.
So he went to the next place, which probably had more folks over there at the time. So I don't know if school's in session or not, but it hits home to me because my son goes to an HBCU. And you can't wrap your head around this, man. I mean, this world we live in, it makes you just try to, I mean, you just can't understand people these days.
Right.
I don't know why they got so much hatred in their heart to go take somebody's life. Politics ain't worth taking somebody's life, man. Just being hateful and all that other stuff is not worth taking somebody's life, man. I don't know.
You know, Gilbert, today, for people who may not know it, it's 60 years after the March on Washington, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and all of those people who marched on the Capitol. In some of the greatest words ever spoken in this nation by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King were spoken. Here 60 years later, there's still people who unfortunately are wayward and misled. And you know, Gilbert, you can be wayward and misled, and that's all right. But when you're wayward and misled and you have your hands on a killing stick, that's a whole different story, right?
It is, man. I mean, God, dog. I mean, who wakes up this morning and say, I'm going to go kill black folks? I mean, come on, man. Come on. You know, why? Why? What did this beautiful human being do to you to make you want to hate them?
Well, it's not the individual. The individual just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. This guy had decided ahead of time. You know, we live in a time, Gilbert, where unfortunately that hatred is manifesting itself more and it's outward now. It used to be a time when that was done in the dark, but now people do it in the light. And, you know, only through the grace of God was it only three. He certainly, with the kind of weapon that he had, he could have killed a lot more. But again, the police arrived at the right time as he was trying to leave and you know, forced him to barricade himself in the store where he couldn't get out. And so I guess once he, because initially his plan was to leave the store, and I'm sure once he had killed three, would have killed even more. But the police were there, and they made the difference, all the difference in the world, and forced him to barricade himself inside of that store, and he eventually took his own life. But, you know, Gilbert, you know, you and I talk a lot. I know the size of your heart and how much you love people and are connected to people, and you and I have that in common. And you just can't comprehend, you know, why people can be so hateful. But they do exist, and, you know, we've got to figure out a way in this country to get beyond all of the differences that we have. A human being is a human being, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Earl. Absolutely. I think, and you got to commend those police officers too, man, because they can lose their life come to save somebody they don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about, you know, that all this kind of bad rap and everybody pointing fingers at this, that, and the other. But those people, the ambulance people, the police people, whoever, run to save your life. That's what you got to commend.
You know, Gilbert, and I take my hat off to you. You travel this state, all over the state, in places where sometimes people don't even see a person of color. But you travel all over the state, man. And so what do you see? What do you find?
I find different people, man. I found different walks of life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, sometimes it's political people in the crowd, you know. But that's the beautiful thing about football. They're getting along. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People don't realize that. You know what I'm saying? You can have a Democrat and a Republican sitting right next to each other cheering their favorite team on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, man. See, they, you know, sports and football, baseball, basketball, for 3 hours or however hours that is that they watching it, they getting along. Ain't that crazy?
You know, man, that's, and really, Gilbert, that's the beauty of sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because for that period of time, everybody is on one accord because mm-hmm. they're supporting their team, right?
Yeah,
nobody's thinking anything else other than their team. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always said sports does play a major role in the society. And there are people who want to minimize it. But you know, those are people who don't understand, right?
No. They don't get that fever. They don't get that fever.
You hear people say, well, it's only a game. But they don't. They really don't understand.
It's a way of life, Earl. I mean, the tragic things that happen in this world, you know, sometimes sports bring everybody back to the normal place, and through all the rough times, you know, makes somebody smile.
Well, see, there's no question that in Jacksonville, Florida, it's going to be a tough road back.
Yes.
After the situation.
Yes.
But I guarantee you, when the football season start, during the football games in those times, nobody's going to be thinking about any of that. Right?
Of course, you're going to have a heavy heart, but you need something to keep your mind off of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Something to take you away for a couple of hours. Of course, when them couple of hours are over, it's going to come back.
Right.
Especially if that's a loved one. You know what I'm saying? So it never goes away, but it gives you a break from the real life stuff. And like I say, man, I just want people to love each other and not do that crazy stuff, because I just can't imagine these young folks taking young folks' lives.
Well, see, Gilbert, all it takes is one person with a killing stick. And that's why you got to make sure everybody don't have access to a killing stick, right? You can feel whatever way you want to feel about people and about things. But when you have access to a killing stick, you can act on it, right? If you don't have access to that killing stick, man, you can feel whichever way you want to feel. But when you act upon it, and you can get easy access to, again, that automatic weapon, that's what the debate and arguments have been about all the time.
Yeah. I mean, hey, man, I've not been with a family that goes out hunting, and I live in Detroit, man. You know, we don't go out and hunt.
Right. Same thing with me.
Crazy stuff, right, man. You know, so I know is that you have to be responsible with your weapons, and for the most part, people are. You know, but you got some people that are not. You know, and that's the people we got to find.
Yeah, it's no question, man. And so I thought some prayers go out
Yes.
To the people of Jacksonville, Florida, as well.
Whole city.
As my thoughts and prayers go out to people in Detroit and Milwaukee who suffer that same kind of thing every night, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just have to get beyond hatred. And
absolutely, Earl.
And
absolutely.
You know, it's not an easy thing to do, but we must get beyond that. You know, give us. I want to talk, man, because we haven't done this about your time when you were with the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hey, man. Listen, man. You know, the Vikings, they've always been one of my favorite teams.
Have they?
Yeah, man. You didn't know that?
First you said it was Detroit. Now you're saying Detroit, these bums the Vikings, up in Minnesota.
The Vikings. Ever since the Purple People Eaters. You don't remember them, right?
Yeah. No, I'm trying not to. Or the friend to talk yeah, whatever his name Tarkington, was.
Man. But Carl Eller, Alan Page. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and those
great
guys.
Great human beings, though. They are great human beings.
Oh, you got to meet those guys.
Yes, they're good guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Alan Page became a judge.
Wow.
Yeah. He's been a judge for all those years. But man, as a young boy, watching the Purple People Eaters, well, man, it was just amazing. So when you
talk about that all that on my show.
So when you wound up being drafted by Minnesota, what round?
Third round, 79th pick.
Hey man, that's pretty good. 79th pick.
Yeah.
You know, and so you got drafted at the time. How long did you stay?
I stayed all the way up to the first week of the first game. What happened was a running back got hurt, and they wanted to keep him on the 58-man roster. So they had to make room for another running back until the other guy got healthy because they didn't want to put him on IR. So they chose me to go back to the room and be on the practice squad for a week or two. And 10 minutes into my drive, I was a Green Bay Packer going home.
So listen to this, man. They had a 58-man roster back then.
Yes.
They're so cheap and so in love with money that they cut the roster down to 53 today. Mm-hmm. If ever they needed a 58-man roster, it's now, right?
Yeah, that's them owners, man. They rule the world. they rule the world. I keep telling you. One day you're going to figure it out.
They rule the football world.
They rule the football world.
Yeah.
Not the dude that's, what's the dude, what's the commissioner name?
Goodell.
Goodell.
And what it says to me, Gilbert, is those five extra players are going to be towards the end. They're not going to be making a whole lot of money anyway, so they're not exactly saving a whole lot of money.
Making practice squad money.
Yeah, on the roster, right?
But they are available to all 32 teams. Just because, as soon as you put them on the practice squad, they're available to all 32
Listen,
teams.
We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, what's your thoughts? We'll be right back.
So to the next time you hear this dog rhyme, try to keep your mind on getting in prime. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information.
A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. They're about to put the live ammunition in the barrels, Gilbert. And I'll tell you something. I watched Aaron Rodgers on Saturday.
You did?
Yeah. And what I noticed was if you put some real pressure on him, one of the attributes that made Aaron Rodgers so great was his ability to run, Gilbert. You know, as a young guy, he could get out of the way. He could get around in. He could cause havoc because of his legs. But I saw signs of Aaron Rodgers in his last year with the Packers last year when he just couldn't get away. And cats would put some pressure on him, and they'd make him, you know, throw the ball any kind of way he could to just because y'all will leave a quarterback alone if he just get rid of that ball, right?
Not necessarily.
But they got laws.
They got new rules now that we're supposed to leave him alone as soon as he get rid
of
the ball.
So that's why you see him sometimes just throw it out of bounds, underhanded, anything. Mm-hmm. To make sure.
Sometimes it become a hot potato. Yep. Get it out your hands, man.
And I saw him, you know, they got after him. And he couldn't get away. Mm-hmm. And he underhanded it out of bounds, you know. He did that a couple times. And all I could think about was, hey, man, he is 39. Mm-hmm. And then you see Love. Because I watched that game. And he's that youth man. Those young legs do make a difference, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Father Time is undefeated, as they say. You know what I'm saying? So, and there's another saying where they say, fatigue make cowards of us all. You know what I mean?
But
there's also a say, if you still got that ball, get rid of it, fool, before we hit you with it.
Hey, so one time Rodgers couldn't quite get rid of it fast enough, and they treated him like a Raggedy Ann doll.
And
all I could think about was that was his first preseason game. So, you know, he hadn't been really hit because they've been protecting him.
Yeah.
And they put something on him, right?
Yeah, you can't protect them in the games now. You're going to get hit regardless. You know, you're going to get hit.
Yeah, and all I thought, man, was okay. So here we are, all the talk about Love and Rodgers. There's no point in talking about Rodgers anymore in Green Bay, is it?
No. Well, he's gone. He's the next. We done flipped the page to the next chapter, man. And now, game one, when it's really live, that boy gonna get some respect. Number 10 is gonna get some respect. I'm telling you. I've been hyping on this boy and hype. He gonna make mistakes, but he gonna get his respect first game. Mark my words.
You know what I noticed about him is he's got a strong arm, man.
Oh, yeah.
And he throws a beautiful ball. He throws a ball similar to Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, man. He had a good teacher. All them years he sat down, he watched, he studied, he did his stuff. He did his due diligence, as they say. Now you're about to see it. So all them people, the naysayers that was hitting him before he started throwing his ball at training camp, you're going to see that this kid can play some football. Guaranteed.
Well,
him is just dude.
I mean, they didn't keep him and invest all of that in him. If they didn't see something. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. CJ, what's going on? Quickly.
Thank you, gentlemen. I said the first time I talked to you both, this guy's going to be incredible, just the way Rodgers watched Favre and learned. Jordan Love watched Aaron Rodgers and learned, and he's going to be amazing. So I can't wait. You heard it from me first, Earl.
Tell him, CJ. Tell him.
Love your show.
All right, CJ. Thank you very much for the call. But Gilbert, it's now time, right?
Put up or shut up.
What do you say? The love train, riding the love
all
train.
All aboard
the love all train. All above the love train. He's here. He's ready. And, you know, we're going to see, man. You know, playing a couple downs is a lot different than playing a whole game, right?
Right,
His body has to get used to being hit over an entire game and over an entire season, man.
It's good that we playing the Chicago Bears because they don't like us.
The Bears?
No, they don't like us and we don't like them. So they're going to try to put some fire on Love. They're going to try to hit him and rattle him and shake him up.
Hey, Earth to Gilbert. They're not going to try to put, they are going to put some on him.
No, they ain't going to. We got some hogs up front. They probably going to tell us to say, man, you ain't touching our quarterback.
Yeah. Well, the Packers do have a great offensive line, man.
I wouldn't say great, but they're pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's all about that defense we're going to unleash on them.
Yeah, it's safe to say they got a great defense, right?
We got a good defense. I ain't going to say great yet. We got a good defense. But
so here's what I don't understand.
They got a good quarterback on the other side, Justin Fields, that can run all over the place.
You don't want to refer to the Packers' defense as great, but you refer to Ty Detmer as great. I don't understand that.
Because that's past tense.
I'm just trying to follow your train of thought.
They got to get a few games in before you can call anybody great to see what they got.
I know, but you called Ty Detmer great.
Because it was past tense. He played.
Oh, okay.
He was a starting quarterback.
Okay.
We call great quarterbacks. You know what? Ty Detmer going to come up there and slap tape out there, man. Because you killing him on the radio. Get him, Ty. Just get him, man.
Hey man, we got to run.
I ain't going to even save you either.
We got to run, man. So as we prepare for opening day, man, I can't wait to that Monday after opening day, man. We have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. We're going to beat them Bears.
Under the helmet with the grave digger. As always, good talking to you, man.
Good talking to you,
Have
Earl.
Another great
good
week.
Good job, Calvin.
Hey, we'll talk soon.
Good All job. Right. Tell Sandy, go say break. What's up, man.
All right. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back with Under the Helmet. Oh, we'll be right back with Sandy Williams on the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
CBS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.